Welcome to 9-5 Mac Daily for Monday, August 26th, 2019. I'm Chance Miller. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web from the Omni Group. The Apple Watch Series 4 has been on the market for less than a year, and it's already been credited with saving dozens of lives around the world. Anne Rowe of Fairhope, Alabama, joins the growing group of Apple Watch users who could have faced life-threatening medical conditions without the device. Local news outlet Fox 10 first shared Rowe's story, in which she declares it was the Apple Watch that prevented her from experiencing a life-threatening stroke. As someone living with asthma, Rowe initially dismissed her shortness of breath when walking around her house as her condition worsening. However, last year her husband gifted her with an Apple Watch for Christmas, so she thought to give the watch's ECG app a try. When she performed an electrocardiogram with her Apple Watch, the device detected an irregular heartbeat. The Mayo Clinic describes atrial fibrillation as an irregular and often rapid heart rate that can increase your risk of strokes, heart failure, and other heart-related complications. At first, Rowe dismissed the AFib result captured by her Apple Watch, but the ECG app was consistent. After further testing with her Apple Watch, Rowe decided to consult her doctor. Further testing with hospital machines confirmed that her Apple Watch had accurately detected that her heart was in AFib, and she now says that she has no question the Apple Watch saved her life. Rowe later had open-heart surgery to resolve the irregular heartbeat and decrease her risk of experiencing a stroke. Anne Rowe is just the latest Apple Watch user to credit the device with helping save her life. We'll link to our full Apple Health Guide in the show notes below, where you can find more stories from people around the world telling how the Apple Watch saved their life. In other news, we've learned more about Apple's contractors working on grading Siri responses by listening to and reviewing audio clips from user interactions with the voice assistant. As you'll remember, after a report highlighted Apple's Siri grading practices earlier this month, the company suspended its program and said it would conduct a thorough internal review. Now, a report from the Irish Examiner has offered more details on the team that was responsible for grading Siri. The report explained that contractors working in Cork, Ireland, for Apple were expected to listen to 1,000 clips of Siri recordings per shift. Most of those recordings, however, would only be a few seconds in length. One of those contractors interviewed for the piece said that they were mostly listening to clips of users with Canadian, Australian, and UK English accents. Presumably, Apple had other teams in different parts of the world also processing Siri grading. The employees were hired on fixed-term contracts as data analysts in Cork, and it is reported that as many as 300 of the people have now been laid off in wake of Apple's decision to pause grading of Siri audio recordings. In a statement, Apple said that it is working closely with its contracting partners to provide the best possible outcome for these workers, but will likely have to wait for Apple to further comment on the result of its internal thorough review to find out the future of this grading process. Today's episode of 9-5 Mac Daily is brought to you by OmniFocus for the Web. OmniFocus for the Web is the new browser-based companion app to the popular professional to-do list manager previously available for Mac and iOS. With OmniFocus for the Web, you can now access your to-do lists from any browser on any operating system. That will come in handy for many users in work environments where the Mac and iOS apps can't be installed. The new version includes all of the core features of the OmniFocus experience and syncs back to the OmniFocus apps on your Mac and iOS devices. This allows you to easily pick up right where you left off. To learn more and to try out OmniFocus for the Web today, go to omnifocus.com/9to5web or hit the link in today's show notes. My thanks to the Omni Group for supporting 9to5 Mac Daily. Apple this week has launched a new beta version of iCloud on the web with the overhauled Reminders app, a new launch screen, and more. The Reminders app in macOS Catalina and iOS 13 gets a major overhaul, and now the same app can be accessed directly on the web. On the non-beta version of iCloud on the web, Reminders is still listed as simply coming soon. The main splash screen for iCloud on the web has also been redesigned with a new interface. Gone is the blue background of the old iCloud interface, with the new design featuring a simple all-white background. You can easily access the various iCloud apps from this launch screen, including Mail, Contacts, Calendar, Photos, iCloud Drive, Notes, and more. To try out the new iCloud interface on the web, simply head to beta.icloud.com and sign in with your Apple account. As for when to expect this new interface to roll out in non-beta form, that'll likely happen later this fall in conjunction with the release of iOS 13 and macOS Catalina. Rounding out today, we have more news about Disney Plus, the upcoming streaming service from Disney that will launch on November 12th for $7 per month. Disney has now announced that $7 monthly price for Disney Plus will include up to 4 simultaneous streams, as well as 4K content at no extra cost. You'll also be able to create up to 7 different user profiles with a single Disney Plus subscription. This is quite different from Netflix, which offers 3 different tiers varying by the number of streams and the quality of streaming you want. To match Disney Plus's offer of 4 streams at 4K, you'd have to pay $15.99 per month for the premium Ultra HD tier from Netflix in the United States. Disney this week also detailed that it will release new episodes of its original TV shows on a weekly basis, rather than releasing an entire season at once. Again, this differs from Netflix and many other streaming services, all of which have adopted the binge format for releasing new content. As we continue to learn more about Disney Plus, we still don't know much about Apple TV Plus. Reports have suggested that Apple TV Plus will launch in November, so ideally Apple will start rolling out details here soon. Other things new on 9to5 Mac today include Michael Stieber's look at the final performance in Apple's summer-long Up Next concert series, featuring Khalid performing at Apple's Carnegie Library store. We also have a new piece from Bradley Chambers detailing the improvements that Apple has made to Apple Maps over the last several years. Check out both of those stories at the links in the show notes below. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. My thanks to the Omni Group for sponsoring today's episode. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com, follow me on Twitter at Chance H. Miller, and be sure to come back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.